Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Well, Bill, it's good to have you back. Thanks for the last time you were with us and you shared about Lee Iacocca and a couple other people. And thanks for being here today. And before we get started on talking about your small-time leader, I wonder if you have something else you'd like to mention that's going on in your life you're thankful for or proud of or anything like that.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be with you and your audience here today. I'd say one of the things that I'm grateful for today is family. And it's a wonderful thing. We have four children, two boys, two girls. It's a wonderful feeling as a parent to know that each of your children are in a good place. You know, to me, the definition of parenting is to prepare your children for life. Yeah. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they have your same values or same beliefs or your interests, but that they're finding the destiny that God's given them, the journey that they're supposed to be on. Yeah. And so it's a wonderful feeling as a father to be able to know that they're in a good place and they're happy with their lives. And it puts a smile and joy on my face and lets me feel the happiness of knowing that, thank God that they're all in a good place.
Yeah, that is. And children these days are having really tough struggles and they face things we never faced before growing up. So glad to hear that's going well. Bill, who's your other small-time leader that you picked out of all the millions you've encountered in your life?
Well, the good news is, Michael, I've had probably hundreds. In fact, I encourage people to make a list of the people that have impacted their lives or that they would like to be able to connect with, because sometimes we don't always have to meet the person. Sometimes it could be somebody that you maybe read a biography about them. Mm-hmm. You've seen them on TV and you've watched them for over the years. Or in my case, it is a person live, happens to be my father, William McGrane Jr. I'm the third and we have a fourth. That's our fourth son. And when I think about all the gifts that my father gave me, you know, my mother gave me the skill of sensitivity and intuition. My father gave me a knowledge bank. You know, I call them a brain trust. And when I reflect upon the different things that I was taught, the skill of asking questions was one thing. But another thing that really impacted me is the difference between confronting people and care-fronting people. Now, oftentimes when I use that language, care fronting, most people have never heard that word before. And very simply, it means caring enough to talk about the sensitive issues in a way that energizes the relationship instead of creating separation. And in a time today as we are living in where people are more divided, looking for ways to separate, we need to focus more on what we can do to connect with each other instead of disconnect from each other. And so there's a thing called SEE, significant emotional events. And those are the critical incidences that have shaped and impacted our lives. And when I reflect on my father, the significant emotional event that he had for me was when I was about age 10. And my best friend had died. He fell off of a cliff. And a neighbor girl brought over the news clipping because our family was on vacation. And my mom and dad brought me up onto their bed and they were just talking about my friend Michael Claskins and said, would you like to go and spend some time with him? And then they shared with me that he had died. Well, I was crushed. He was really the only close friend that I really felt I had. But my parents, through that process, and specifically my dad, through a significant emotional event of that death, was, would you like to be able to go and do anything with his family? Well, I didn't know. Well, like what? Well, you could go over there because you were close to the family and spend time with them. So I did that. Mm-hmm. And that created a bond for me and them. But now that I'm older, one of the greatest gifts that gave to me was to act as if this is the last time you're ever going to talk with somebody.
Wow. Yeah.
So what would you say knowing that this is the last time you're going to talk to your spouse, your children, a client, a vendor, a person on the phone? What memories, and the question that I've now learned to ask myself, what memories do I want to look back upon? Because unfortunately with Michael, I wasn't given the chance to have a final conversation with him. But instead of taking the negative of that, I've now taken it to the positive, which is anytime I am with someone, I always ask, how can I make a difference in their life? How can I create a positive, significant emotional event? And so through many processes that my father did with me, he taught me the power of affirming people, of when you have an issue to address with them through care fronting, to do it in a way that energizes the relationship, typically by asking questions versus making statements.
Right. And having spent some time with your father myself, and him care fronting me when I was at the Self-Esteem Institute 25 years ago, still lives with me, the questions he asked, and what an incredible man he was and his magic moments he created. Can you tell, is there another event with your dad that you could share with us as we kind of leave here?
Sure. One of the things that at the National Speakers Association, which we have been together at, and I think we met, well, we maybe didn't meet there. We met at the conference at one point, was I'd always like to watch how he would interact with people. He wouldn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he'd be interacting with somebody, and he found a way to build rapport with everyone. And that very often was just finding something that you had in common with somebody. And since most people are uncomfortable beginning a conversation, if you just initiate the conversation, all of a sudden that goes away, and people become more comfortable, and then you become more interested, and friendships begin. And I would see him do this over and over again. So, you know, the phrase, there are no strangers,
right?
That was an example with my father. And so he showed me the power that everybody's looking for a way to relate and connect. Mm-hmm. And you just have to find their hot buttons, those things that they're most interested in.
Right.
And when you do that, you'll always find a way to build rapport and have a great relationship with people.
I remember being with your dad, and he sent me and a couple other people into a restaurant that we knew nobody up there in Cincinnati, and had a sit down, and our assignment was to figure out what made them feel most alive.
Yes.
That's the question that, you know, where they would connect. That was the most uncomfortable thing I ever did, but I grew more from it than anything as well. I mean, that is the key, as you say, that he brought to you and to the world and through the Institute, that you guys are still moving forward and, I believe, changing the world. Bill, I thank you so much for being with us today. If people would like to get in touch with you, I will, of course, have your information in the show notes, but was something you'd like to share as far as how they could connect with you if they'd like to?
Sure. If somebody wants to, they can go to our website, which is mcgrane.com, mcgrane.com. They can call us at 859-384-6333, or they can email me at bill@mcgrane.com.
All right. And all that'll be in the show notes, folks. Bill, thanks so much for spending two different times with us on the podcast. I look forward to seeing you sometime real soon. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Michael. Great to be with you.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.